Proclamation number 7688 of 2nd of September, 1960. Salvation only through Jesus Christ. You should know that you cannot enter Beatitude as long as you are burdened by your original sin. Most of you humans on earth are still under this burden, for many of you are still distant from Jesus Christ and His act of salvation, who alone can release you from this burden. And thus you live your life on earth, perhaps also in apparent righteousness. You believe you lead a good life. You do not consciously do bad things. But you have not yet shed your original sin and have therefore not yet let yourselves be redeemed by Him. And if you leave earthly life in this unredeemed state, the gates to Beatitude will be closed to you. You cannot enter the kingdom of light as yet because you are still under the burden of sin, which can only be forgiven through Jesus Christ, because He died for you on the cross in order to redeem this guilt of sin. But because He also demands your free will to become free from this guilt, otherwise the act of salvation was offered for you in vain. In the last days before the end, only little faith can be found in Him, the Divine Redeemer. People all want to be enlightened. They don't want to accept all those doctrines of faith. They mostly live without correct knowledge, or they reject the doctrines of faith which were traditionally passed on to them. And yet they must believe in Him. They must acknowledge Jesus Christ as the Son of God and Redeemer of the world. They must believe that God embedded Himself in the human being Jesus in order to accomplish the act of salvation for the sins of the whole of humanity, in order to take the path of most bitter suffering and pain to the cross, which then ended with His death on the cross. And they must. If they cannot believe, seek to know the truth about it. They must be willing to accept the truth when it is brought to them, for they cannot be saved without Jesus Christ. And everything that is done to convey this knowledge of Jesus Christ and His act of salvation to people will be blessed, for the end is near, and only redemption through Jesus Christ can lift the horrors of the end. Redemption through Jesus Christ reunites people with God from whom they once voluntarily separated. The redemption through Jesus Christ saves people from the abyss. It preserves them from the terrible lot of the new banishment. The redemption through Jesus Christ opens the gate to eternal life for the souls. Therefore He must still be proclaimed throughout the world. He is to come alive in people's hearts who mostly only regard everything as a legend and remain unaffected by what the man Jesus did for His fellow human beings in order to bring them help in spiritual adversity. People should learn the truth about the purpose of the act of salvation. They should be enlightened about the spiritual reason for the act of salvation, about the correlations, about the original sin and purpose of the human being's earthly life. The truth alone can bring this about, so that the human being will attain a living faith in Him. And the truth should therefore be conveyed to fellow human beings wherever possible. For there is only a short time left until the end, and everything should therefore still be done to protect people from the abyss, from the fate of a new banishment and the creations of the new earth. Amen.